Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now finally, go with me to Genesis 9. How many believe these things are important? The honor of God. We're going to learn to honor Him more. He's going to honor us more. How many understand He has honored us? I mean by giving us a church to start with. Giving us a fine place. Isn't this Him honoring us? Giving us such a fine place to start in? This is the honor of God. Well, we need the purpose to honor Him all the more.
Amen.
And the more we honor Him, what's going to happen?
We're going to honor more.
He's going to honor. Then what are we going to do? We're going to honor Him even more. Then what's going to happen? He'll honor us even more. That means we're coming up.
Yes.
Just growing in strength and influence, ability. Now, here's another thing honor does. I said honor defers. Honor remembers. Did you get that? Remember what people have done for you. Remember who was there for you in your time of need. Now, a final thing here of what honor does. We said honor remembers. Honor doesn't reveal weakness and mistakes. Honor doesn't reveal or uncover or show weakness and mistakes. The scripture says love covers the multitude of sins. Have you ever been in a situation where you said something dumb or you did something dumb, you made a mistake, and the people around you were gracious? They acted like you didn't even do it. They just smiled and went, okay, next. And just didn't make a deal, didn't draw attention to it. Did that bless you?
Yes.
They honored you, didn't they?
Yes.
When somebody points a finger and goes, look how stupid they were, and goes, tells everybody and publishes it, they are not honoring you. They're dishonoring you. Here in Genesis, you see such a perfect graphic picture example of this. It has to do with Noah. Somebody said Noah was the first sailor. And after he got off the boat, he got drunk. Well, I don't know about all that. There's a lot of things that could have been happening with this. But we do know that he planted a vineyard and he got to drinking and drank too much. And he was drunk and he passed out, I guess. And he was in his tent, in his own bedroom, so to speak, but he wasn't clothed properly in there. And so he's in there naked, the Bible says. Verse 21, he drank, this is Genesis 9, 21, he drank of the wine, he was drunk, he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and did what? Went outside and did what? Told everybody. Hey, Daddy's in there drunk, naked. What do you think about that? Now, we live in a world that thrives on gossip and publishing people's mistakes and digging up dirt on people. Well, the people have a right to know. And the thing is, most folk, well, if they do something wrong, they do everything in their power to hide it. But if somebody else does something wrong, they won't tell that. Notice what the other boys did. When they heard it, Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on their shoulders, and went backward. How many know there's ways to do things? There's wisdom. They knew he wasn't properly clothed. They already knew that. So they took this garment and they put it on their shoulders and they backed in there. I guess to the back of their legs, bumped the bed or whatever, and they knew where they were. And they dropped the garment and covered Daddy and walked out and left. They never saw him. They didn't, now there's more here than just he wasn't properly clothed. They didn't look on him in his weakness. They didn't look on him in his time of, if you wanted to call it a failure or weakness. And that's the way honor does. It hurts you if somebody you love and respect is looking bad. If it makes them look bad, it hurts you. Have you ever felt that? Somebody said something and it ain't going good, and they did something and it's not coming across right, and you're thinking, ugh, Well, honor wants to make this right. Honor wants to cover it. Now, I didn't say lie about it. I didn't say lie about it. You don't lie for anybody. Right. Not your own mother or daddy. Nobody. You lie for nobody. But you don't have to tell everything you know either. Do you? No. And you can show respect by covering and not making a deal. And I've had people, you know, I've had young whippersnappers that thought they knew a bunch, and the elder was standing up doing something, and they misquoted something, misquoted a scripture, or got the reference wrong. And this young whippersnapper pointed to me and said, "That ain't right. It ain't John 3:5. It's John 5:3. I said, "Shut up." How much time? There's no time to say anything like that in front of an elder. You just showed your ignorance. Be quiet. And if you've ever done any public speaking before, you know it's mighty easy. I've had Phyllis before say, "Did you mean to say such and such?" I said, "I didn't say that." She said, "Yeah, you did." I said, "I meant to say the opposite." And if you've ever done a lot of public speaking, you know. But people of honor, they'll just smile and go, "Yeah, we know what you mean. Go ahead. You ain't got a pilot. Don't even explain it. Just go on." People of honor. And I've had situations where people did. They really messed up. They sinned. They failed. And next time I saw them, they're trying to act sheepish about it. And you don't have to do something with everything you're aware of. Amen. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Just because you're aware of something, just because you know something, doesn't mean you're supposed to do something about it. I've had people tell me, "Well, we know about it. It's our job to let everybody else know." I said, "No, it is not. No, love covers." And if you love them and you respect them, you'll try to help them save face. You won't lie for them, but you'll downplay it. And you'll try to move on. And if somebody wants to talk about their bad point, you'll say, "Yeah, but now have you thought about this? What they've done for 20 years here in this area. And look at all this fruit over here." So the world doesn't do that. I know Brother Rod. Several years ago, we were in a certain situation, and a brother had fallen, really well known, and so they were bombarding him with questions and saying, "Well, what about so-and-so? What about so-and-so?" And I love the answer he gave them. He looked at them, he said, "That's family business, and it's none of yours." That's us. That's our family business. We'll deal with it. And it's none of, they just wanted to have something to spread across the news and broadcast. They didn't care about us. Everybody say, love covers. See, love will try to make you look good and salvage. I remember I told this story before, but I'll tell it again. I worked in healing school for many years. And one day, the night before, I got a hold of some bad pizza. Bad pizza. And I didn't know it. And man, my stomach felt like World War III all night. Well, I got up the next morning. I'm supposed to go to the Bible school, teach 3 classes, then have prayer school, then have healing school. Well, I was white almost as my shirt. And the people asked me when I walked in the room, "Brother Keith, you okay?" I said, "Yeah, just pray." And I went up and took my text, and I felt like I'm going to throw up. And I made it okay. Anointing came on me. I taught my 50 minutes. I had 10 minutes break. Here's another class. I felt the same way. But I made it through again. And I had a 3rd class. Felt the same way. But I got started and I made it through again. Well, I went in home for lunch. Phyllis was there and she told me not to. But I was so thirsty. I wanted some water. So thirsty. Felt dehydrated. She said, don't drink all that water. I said, give me some water. She said, you better not drink all that water. So I drank another glass. And I said, why didn't you listen? Well, why didn't you? And I must have drunk a gallon of water. And so it's time for me to go back to healing school. Now, people have come from all over the country and some other countries for healing school. And many of them there with very serious physical problems. And they come and they need faith and they need to be ministered to. And I'm one of the persons that's supposed to lead them in this. So, I felt bad. Oh, and the usher saw me and they said, Brother Keith. Well, they never said anything. And one of them, my head usher, he said, Brother Keith, you don't look so good. And I said, I know. And so I went to the pulpit and I started to take my text. And I mean, before I could think about it, I threw up all over the pulpit, all over myself. And all morning I'd been on the edge and I lost it. Well, my ushers, bless their hearts, they had worked with me for years. And I mean, they hit that pulpit like a tornado. And they covered me up. They didn't want anybody to see me like that. They covered me up. And two or three of them swept me out the back. And were trying to help me and clean me up while the other ones cleaned up the pulpit. I mean, they did. They got it just like that. And one of them said, what do we do, Brother Keith? And I said to the organist, I said, play. Sing. I'll be back. I learned later that the organist had never sung. He didn't sing. But he started that day. And I went to the bathroom and cleaned up. And I had a fresh shirt in my office, thank the Lord. And I put that on. And I was back in about 10 minutes. And we taught on how to deal with symptoms. And the Lord helped us, for it was over. We had a good service. Amen. But what I brought that up is that, you could just sense that my ushers and the people were helping me. It hurt them to see me throw up there. And man, they did whatever they could to make that change and stop and go away, And all of us ought to have it in our hearts. It doesn't have to be a minister, a brother, a sister. When they're down, when they're hurting, when it's not going good for them, let's cover them. Amen. Cover them with prayer. Cover them with love. Swoop in. If we can fix it and make it better, make it better. And if we can, divert others that want to talk about it and make a big deal, say, shh, shh, nah, no need to talk about that. Let's go on to something else and help them save face and help them retain honor and respect. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.